Blog Talk Radio.
Family, peace and love. Twinflame Radio back 2019. Yes, family, yes. First off, let us introduce ourselves. We are your host every night. Well, not every night, but every show of Twinflame Radio. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my very sexy and enlightened. Chris, say what's good to the fam.
First off, I love the way you look as well. My beautiful queen, goddess, ray of sunshine in my life, 24 years and counting, blissful every day, goddess time too. Or should I just say spirit? That's even more. Divine queen. Okay, this is your boy, Chris Enlighten. I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to be loved. I'm happy to be loved. I'm winning exponentially in 2019.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank the fam for welcoming. I cannot talk tonight for
back.
Welcoming us back.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple weeks off. We had to enjoy. We had to take time for ourselves.
Yeah.
Sometimes we got to do that. We got to have a little vacation.
Need that.
So we had the holiday came up.
Mm-hmm. Our anniversary.
And then we had our anniversary. It was
mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve. So you know, because we're on every Monday. Everybody was getting their party on. We was getting our party on. So, you know, we did what we did. We just decided to take some time off. But we're back. We're back. And, man, this is going to be a great year. We have got so many great things lined up this year. We have some great people that are going to be coming in this
mm-hmm.
year. We have some new projects that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you name it, it's going on Twin Flame Radio. Twin Flame Radio is already blowing up, but it's blowing up even more. It's
mm-hmm.
like, damn, that's all I can say.
I ain't gonna say this all I can say is.
So, fam, we got a great show lined up for you tonight. Tonight, we are gonna be going in on expanding your consciousness.
Mm.
Yeah. And we're gonna touch on some things like what is consciousness? What affects your consciousness, expanding your consciousness in this new year, different methods of expanding consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going in tonight. We're going to be spilling some jewels. We're going to be sharing some knowledge. And we're going to always laugh because that's what we do. We're two joyful fools.
Thanks.
But before we get in on the show, we're going to do like we do every show. And let's talk about whatever we want to talk about because we pay the bills. So
mm-hmm.
we can do that. So what do you want to talk about, Chris?
I want to talk about what we did weekend.
We didn't do anything last weekend.
We didn't do anything last weekend.
We didn't do squat. We pretty much sat in a home. We
and chill is good.
It is good. It's good to have that time to just unwind and rest and, you know, just allow your soul to, you know, cleanse itself.
I made a bunch of YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Other than that, I just chilled.
Yeah.
I wrote down a bunch of new ideas in my book, Relationship Consciousness, dropping 2019 sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a new project that you was working on and things like that. So,
yeah.
Winning all weekend.
I also have a new book coming out called Divine Magic coming out in 2019. So, yeah, that's going to be hot.
For that. I peeked at it and I was like, I'm trying that. Man, you've been holding out, man. She got some bull. Listen, I won't even divulge what I see.
Well, there's a reason why we laid low this weekend.
Yeah.
And that was because of the partial solar eclipse.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they just don't get it.
Your level of understanding dictates action.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand more,
you do less.
You do less. I'm going to get that tattoo spiritually on me. When you understand more, you do less.
Yeah.
We should do a show on that.
We should.
Yeah, let's do a public knows.
Make a note of it.
Yeah, make a note of it.
So normally, anyone that follows, Chris Titan and I know that we're two junkies. We're always out in the sun. We're sun gazing. We're doing solar work. We keep the blinds and the shades and all that crap all day long. The sun is always pouring in even when we're not here. But because of the solar eclipse, we were pretty much just like two hibernating bears.
Blinds closed and we didn't feast our eyes on any sunlight.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't.
Yeah.
We ordered food. We didn't go out. We didn't even cook because we just wanted to rest.
We didn't want to infuse anything negative in the food.
Nah. Mm. We watched some good movies.
Great movies.
Nothing negative, good stuff. And, we just
The Arrival?
That
was good.
We didn't watch The Arrival.
What was the name of that movie? With the aliens?
It's called Attraction.
Attraction? That was good.
That was good, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
And that one movie about the light? Remember the name of it?
I was butchering the name up the other night. I thought I wasn't going to forget.
It was good, though.
Something about
At First Light.
At First Light.
Check that out.
There you go.
That book had, that movie had themes about the body of light.
About the body of light.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. That
at
was a
first
good one.
We're going to do a show about the body of light soon.
We got to.
We have to.
We have to.
Yeah.
We are currently reading one of our spiritual master's books, The Human Body of Light, by Dr. Mitchell Gibson. And, we just sit up here all day just making that noise. Ooh, like we've been sucking up some lemons, eyes closed, and lips pouched.
Ooh.
And just, because every page is just a banger.
With your eyes closed. Ooh. And you lean back just a little bit.
A little bit.
Just like that. Jewels. Spirit jewels. Oh my God.
So many jewels.
Have
so
you ever been tickled spiritually? That's what reading my master book does to you. It spiritually titillates and tickles you.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
In that soft spot. In your stunning. Okay.
Silly. So that's what we did. And, of course, holidays, we spend time with the family. And
wait a minute. I did cook a delicious meal yesterday. I forgot about that.
You did cook a delicious meal yesterday.
I made
yesterday.
My famous lemon, garlic, and fried chicken greens with smoked turkey butt and mashed potatoes and gravy.
We didn't have gravy.
I say gravy with mashed potatoes. Just mashed potatoes. I didn't make gravy because no one really ate the gravy last time.
I don't really care for gravy.
I love gravy,
like that.
But I don't want anyone to eat a big old batch of gravy.
Gravy's not really good for you.
It's not. I was making it when I was making it, but I love it. It tastes.
Yeah. I agree with you.
So let's get into the show, baby.
Let's get it in. All right. So expanding your consciousness. First off, I want to remind the fam, if you would like to call in, if you have any questions, comments, or you just want to say what's up to us, our phone number is 619 929-924-0835. And if you're already on the line, just hit the number 1. That'll let us know you want to come through, and that's what we'll do. We'll bring you through.
Mm-hmm.
So, expanding consciousness, Chris, why don't you go in a little bit about what you feel consciousness is?
You know what? I wrote 2 books about consciousness, Poverty Consciousness and Wealth Consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
But what most people don't know is they don't really understand the concept or the ideology behind the word consciousness. And consciousness is nothing more than the ability to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a so-called good or bad choice, it's still your conscious choice. You're not conscious if you can't make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that the different parts of our body have consciousness, but that's not true. That's not true. You're not conscious until you can make a choice. Your blood just doesn't say, you know what, I'm not going to flow up through your left and right ventricle today. I'm a little tired. It just does what it does.
Exactly.
But if you can make a conscious choice, I don't care what type of sentient being you are, you have a consciousness if you can choose to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the foundation of consciousness. Many different facets to consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
That's the base level of what consciousness is.
Right. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people feel like a lot of people use the word consciousness. I remember when we first got on this spiritual journey, and consciousness was overused.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were using the term consciousness without even really having a full understanding of what it meant to be conscious. Some people identify consciousness with being awake, meaning that they understand that there's more to this reality than what we have been spoon-fed.
Mm-hmm.
And some people realize consciousness is on an even deeper level of meaning, on the purpose of that this is actually nothing more than an illusion.
Mm. You know, I think a lot of people, you're right, were using that word consciousness too loosely, because they were feeling as if consciousness was, I've amassed the most information and I know something more than other people.
Exactly.
But real consciousness is an inward emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking within.
Mm-hmm.
Now, things outside of you can help you expand your consciousness, but before you can even search or seek for anything outside of yourself to expand your consciousness, you must first realize you're conscious and you're living in an illusion. Once you do that, you'll start looking up things to help expand consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become enlightened. That's the last tier of consciousness, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You become conscious, realizing that there's more and you're small out here. And then once you figure out that, and you suppress your ego and you usurp your divine ego, you begin to tread along the path of enlightenment. Mm. Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep. So what would you say to someone who wants to know if they are actually experiencing awakening and awakening consciousness?
One thing that I'll speak from my own,
mm-hmm.
from my own experience. One thing that I realized early on was I felt as if I was different from everyone else.
Yes.
Even as little kid, I was always the little weird one. I was the one that was,
you're still the weird
one. I'm still the weird one, and I humbly accept.
Yes.
But I realized that there was more than what I was being told.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when a teacher was saying 2 + 2 = 4, and I was like, well, what if 2 of 2 = 3? I don't understand. Why does it have to be 4?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just 4. Well, I don't understand just. I always had the ifs. And, you know, I grew up in the inner city, and there weren't a lot of people that were smart or thinkers like me like that back then,
mm-hmm.
that I was privy to or aware of. And I was just always shunned. Well, you're talking to me. Don't worry about that. Just follow the rules. And I've always been a rule breaker. I've been a mental rule breaker. I wasn't a physical rule breaker. I wasn't trying to get in trouble, get a whooping, or go to jail. But I would always think out of line or out of context with what everyone else was thinking. So to answer your question, you know that you're on your way to expanding your consciousness. You feel like you're a black sheep, an
mm-hmm.
oddball.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do what everyone else is doing. You find enjoyment, and you feel refreshed being alone.
Mm-hmm.
You look in the mirror, and you look at yourself, and you don't tell anyone else, but you're looking at yourself right in your eyes, and you're saying, there's much more. What is, who am I? I'm alive. And if we're tingling within, that's the first step to knowing that you're trying to expand your consciousness.
You know, that's, I like what you said, because I remember as a little girl, I was the what if-er also. Everything was, and when, you know, it was never enough. The answer was never enough, if I ever got an answer. It was never enough. You know, why is the sky blue? Well, it's blue because, you know, it's the reflection of the water. Why is the water reflected that way? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it would just keep going on and on and on until, you know, eventually people got upset with me and kicked out the room or,
yeah.
You know. And I didn't understand why people would get upset because I didn't answer the question. And it wasn't that I was trying to push people to their limit, but, you know, they felt like they were being challenged by this little kid or mm-hmm. anything like that. I really had a hunger for knowledge as a little kid without even knowing what that hunger was.
Mm.
But I always knew that there was just something more. There was some information. I felt like as if we came here with a very small amount of information, and there was so much more to get, but it was, in order to get it, it was like you had to go on a treasure hunt. So you had to find where this information was. You had to make sure you were getting the right information, and you were deciphering it correctly, and you were applying it correctly. And it is. It's that hunger for knowledge in the beginning, knowing that you're different, knowing that there's something more, even at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get older, it grows more, and you want to explore it even more. So, yeah, I would definitely agree that that's a very big sign of being aware of, you know, consciousness awakening or
growing. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that's really peculiar about the human mind, we have a weird way of knowing we're being lied to,
mm-hmm.
whether we know the facts or not. And we know when something rings true to our soul.
Oh, yes. I just made a post about that.
We
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
So when I would look at books, or when I would look at the authorities or even religious folks, when they would tell me about salvation and all this stuff, it wasn't finite, closed-ended answers that I needed that fulfilled my question.
Mm-hmm.
It was always some allure behind it
mm-hmm.
that you'll find out later.
Yeah.
You'll find out. When you die, you'll get it. It's like, wait a minute. I'm here now. I need this answer right now. I'm 12.
Right.
I may live to 100. I don't want to wait 80 years to find out the answer.
Not living to die. I'm living to live.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Not until I found my master, Dr. Mitchell Gibson,
mm-hmm.
did I get those refreshing answers, those closed-ended answers.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bunch of vernacular jargon.
Mm-hmm.
Short phrases. This is it. How does
mm-hmm.
that feel? Right. You're welcome. And I was like, whoa. And I'm a big fan of consistency.
Yes.
And when you're expanding your consciousness, you have to stick with what's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
When someone's or something or some source is consistent year in and year out, stick with that source. Stick with that source. Sometimes you can get convoluted on your expansion, on expanding your consciousness when you're reaching out to too many sources.
Yeah.
It's good to stay in one lane until you exhaust everything in that lane, then tread on other sources. Exhaust everything in that lane, then tread other sources as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when you find a lane that's limitless with information that fulfills your desire for truth, you found the main lane.
Right. You're on the right path.
You're on the right path. You're on the right track.
Because there are a lot of paths that, you know, they start out as a strong path. You know, you see, you're getting things from that journey, you're getting things from that teacher, you're learning things, but then all of a sudden you see that path come to an end. Have you ever been like on a trail or something in the woods, and you're walking through the woods and you see these beautiful trees and you see nature and all these things, but then the path ends and
mm-hmm.
you're like, well, I guess I gotta go back and find another path.
Yeah.
And so you go back, you find another one, and then the same thing happens again. But when you find that true spiritual master, the path doesn't end.
It doesn't end. You wonder how fast the path is.
Yeah.
You're looking at it like, hey, this path don't end.
But unlike the other paths, you don't worry about looking back to see how far you come. You don't worry about looking back to see who else is on the path with you. All you care about is walk the path.
I found out how far I'm coming when I'm doing my consultations and someone asks me a question that I once had. I answer it so quickly without even thinking about what I'm going to say. It just comes out of me. That's how you know you're an extension of whom taught you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I train students in martial arts. And when I see them do a move that took me a while to learn, and they do it well, I say, wow. All the mistakes that took me to learn this move, and they got it real quick, I'm a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way of finding out when you're looking for to expand your consciousness. If you're looking for a master or a teacher, a guru or a guide, look out for his students. What are the students doing? You know? That's one way of finding a great teacher that can help you expand your consciousness. Again, you can do it alone. You can fix a car alone, but it may take you a lifetime. But if you go to a Ford manufacturer, they may be able to teach you a little better. But then you go to Honda, and they really show you the way. That's the analogy I'm giving for spiritual teachers. Yeah, some teachers are good, but some are better.
Exactly.
Some are better.
Yeah, that's so true. So now that people can get an understanding of when they know they're going through an awakening, let's talk about, now that you're aware of your consciousness, you need to know what affects your consciousness.
Mm. The biggest thing that affects your consciousness is your ego.
Mm-hmm.
Your ego will always fight for its level of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And people will always speak from.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're feeling your vibrating high, you know, spiritual things, whatever it is, you know, and someone that is privy to knowledge that you have is combating you or arguing with you, why not your time? They're speaking from the level of their understanding. No matter what you say, until they trot the path that you trotted, or they choose to listen, they're not going to be able to meet you. You're not going to be able to speak on what it is you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing that's going to affect your consciousness, your ego. Your ego will always fight to keep it where it is. Ego loves comfort. Ego loves comfort. It doesn't like to be challenged. It doesn't like to have any new variables brought to it to make it outside of its own box.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ego. When you drop your ego, you can then look outside the box and see what else is out there. You'll speak less and listen more.
Mm-hmm.
That's two of the biggest things that affect your consciousness. Speaking at the inopportune moments.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn from anyone directly. Mm-hmm. I can learn from a homeless man directly on how to be homeless. I don't have to be homeless to understand this is what homeless feels like.
Mm-hmm.
You can always learn a lesson in every blessing that comes your way, because every minute of every day of every second is a learning opportunity. We're talking about positive affects your consciousness as well? Or stick on this path here?
Well, let's continue with this. Let's dive more a little bit into the ego, because the ego holds so much power over a person that majority of the time you don't even realize that your ego has come into full play the way that it has.
Mm-hmm.
And the ego will boost you up. The ego works in two different ways. It either boosts you up, make you feel like you're always right, on top of the world, you're doing your best, your game is on point. Or the ego will tear you down. You're not doing good enough. You need to work harder. You just don't get it. This isn't for you. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe you need to do something else. How you know this person's legit? You know, so the ego is going to tear away at you, or it's going to falsely build you up. But you want to recognize, like Chris said, in that box. It's all a program that you're being trapped into. And once you start to grow and move in a certain area where the program doesn't want you to go, it will find a way to try to push you back. The thing is, when you have those setbacks, when you feel those feelings, you just have to go, you know, step out of your comfort zone. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be hard. You have to push forward.
One thing that helped me fight my ego was understanding my ego. So whenever something was to me that I didn't know or didn't understand or didn't like, before I speak on it, I would think about the polarity of it. I would think about the negative attributes and the positive attributes. I would think on it, but I will only speak on the light attributes of the ego. Because the negative aspects of the ego is what the ego wants. It feeds off of that.
Mm-hmm.
It feeds off of that. Until you grasp that, you'll come to your ego every time.
There are times where we need the ego. There are ways that we can use our ego. But when we don't put that, the ego isn't first. It goes into, you know,
survival mode.
It's not first, and spirit is first. And ego wants to be first.
What I do with my ego now, because we all have it. We're human.
Mm-hmm.
Until we can tend to our divine ego through walking through the path to enlightenment,
mm-hmm.
we're going to stay with our human ego.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do with my ego is I use my ego to fuel me. But I stay indifferent to the results. Like when I wrote my first three books, my ego was telling people, yeah, I'm writing all these books before I even started writing the books. I'm writing this book about this. I'm writing this book about that. But when I did find the book, when I did write the book, I didn't brag like, yeah, I wrote these books, family. I just used my ego to fuel me to win, to succeed. Whether people bought the book or not, I stayed indifferent to it. So use your ego to fuel you, but stay indifferent to how people respond or see you. That's one thing that will affect your consciousness when you're always worried about how everybody else feels. Like, there's times you feel as if, let's say religion isn't right, but you don't want to affect Big Mama's feelings, or you don't want to hurt your mom or whoever that you cherish.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them to feel bad. You don't want them to think that you're a sinner or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those type of things affect your consciousness. But I'll tell you something my master told me. There are people out here, nothing more than algorithms within the illusion of our reality that are here to hold you back. They don't consciously know it. They're not aware of it. But that's what the job is, so you won't evolve. Our main goal is to evolve spiritually, period. How much money you make is cool. How many sexual partners you have, okay. Raising your children is a good thing. But your goal here, you come here to evolve spiritually. That's it. You come here to find out who you are, to remember who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to find that is to get tools outside of you that will help you look deep within. Find the depth of who you really are. And the only way to do that is in solitude.
All right. So you want to discuss the positive things that affect the consciousness.
Or none. No. I'm just joking, family. One of the best things you can do positively that will affect your consciousness is stop cursing.
Mm-hmm.
Stopping cursing. Stop lying. Stop cheating. Stop doing things that no one else knows you do but you that aren't right. Now, these are all negative things, but they positively affect your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Treating people well. Even if you don't have money to give, you can give someone a well wish.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the universe that you're an evolved soul. Take it in sunlight is literally the best thing you can do
mm-hmm.
to expand your consciousness, and it affects your consciousness. We get terabytes of data every second from the sun that expands us. Everything from the Creator flows through the sun. The sun is the filter divineness flows through. Gives life to everything on his planet. How do I know? Take the sun away and we'll all die. I don't know. The sun is the biggest representation of what consciousness is in our reality, in our earthly paradigm. But stopping cursing is something that you must put effort to. You know your ego taps in when you say, well, why don't stop cursing?
Mm-hmm.
I've been cursing. I like to speak with emphasis. Ain't nothing. Because that's how I get my point through. That's your ego saying that.
Exactly.
Here I am imploring you to stop cursing because it's going to help you. And your ego defense mechanism kicks in and says, I'm not going to do that. There's
mm-hmm.
nothing wrong with it. That's when you know your ego's kicking in. But all I can say is, that's good for you. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be challenging. But the reward is so sweet on the other end. I used to be borrowing your vernacular. Every minute of every day for fun. paint my teeth white. Now I don't. If I hit my toe, I may spew an unpleasantry, but I try my best not to curse, because cursing has detritus in it, has low vibratory words in it, and detritus is nothing more than spiritual trash that lowers your vibration. And if you're trying to expand your consciousness, you must prevent things in your life that will lower your vibration. You want to know some more? I got an audio listening. Sorry if I'm talking too much. My goodness.
You're fine.
Winnie?
I kind of forgot what I was going to say. I zoned out for a minute.
I'll go back in. Yeah. Listening to crazy music. Anything that's like violent, cursing in the music, degrading music, scary movies. I used to love scary movies. I don't watch them anymore because those visuals lower my vibration. They lower my consciousness. Just think about people being like hunted and, you know, things like that. It's not helping me. And if it's not helping me, it's hurting me. So I'm not telling you to do it, but if you want to expand your consciousness and grow spiritually, these are the steps that you must do. Stop smoking weed. Everyone loves the way weed makes them feel. I'm not saying weed don't feel good. I used to smoke all the time. But as I grew spiritually, I realized, hey, my master was like, you know what, Chris? You got to let the weed go. My ego was like, why? It's from the earth. It's the herb, man. We love herb. But when I stopped, I started writing books. I started being more creative. Weed makes you lazy. It kills your drive. Also calms you down and lowers your vibration. People could lie and say, y'all want it. It makes me think outside the box. But what humans don't know is this. We have so many cannabinoid cells in our body already. Already. We don't eat weed, but we do. There's a way for you to euphorically feel the feeling of high just by thinking about being joyful and loving. You don't need the weed. You just think you do. Another thing you can do to expand your consciousness, start daydreaming more. Start thinking, having dreams of grandeur. Start thinking beyond the wall that comes up when you try to think of something better than you. Those are great ways to expand your consciousness.
You know, one of my favorite things, one of the things that I had learned was to try something. Try something that you've never done before. And so what I made a goal of doing over the past couple of years was just trying new things, trying things that I would normally never do, listening to classical music, meditation, doing spiritual practices. And then I also tried doing away with things, giving up things, things that weren't really serving me. There was no really reason as to how it was benefiting my growth. So I took some things away, you know, like you talk about cursing and, you know, things like that. I took it down to a mundane level, something that didn't hurt or help me. It didn't benefit me. And that was, you know, something like eating meat or drinking coffee, you know. So I learned to take certain things away. Some things I took away permanently, some things I took away for a few months just to see how my life would change. What new opportunities open up? How did it enlighten me? How did it make me think? How did it make me feel? What kind of experiences did I have? You know, when you do new things, when you try new things, you create miracles. And miracles are nothing more than, you know, things that are miraculous things that happen in our lives that we wouldn't expect, unexpected blessings.
Miracles are nothing more than divine nature kicking in that the human mind can't explain.
Mm-hmm.
And the human mind can't explain the divine. It's just as simple as that. You can ponder it all you want, but it's hard for the human mind to understand and explain divineness. We don't even know how old divineness is.
No.
We're talking about human life. 43. Divineness is 43 quintillion billion years old. We can explain that. The divineness doesn't even know what timeless. It's time that transcends time. So it's kind of hard to explain something like that. So what I suggest to people when they're always trying to find out about God and all this good stuff, find out about who you are. You don't even know who you are yet. And you're trying to find out what the divine is?
You know, I discovered that the best way to discover your divineness, the best way to discover God was to discover who you are. Because God is, you know, God is within all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to meet God, you have to understand your own existence.
There's something within us called the primordia. Or is it called the prima? I think it's called the prima. I'm sorry. But it's the creator's essence that's in all of us. It heals us. It helps us do a lot of things extraordinary that we don't even think about that just kick in when we need it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot of things within our subconscious mind that helps us that we don't even know. But once you start to expand your consciousness and expand your awareness, your level of perception changes. You start to even know they were there. Down the street and say, I didn't even notice that building, because your level of awareness and your perception changes. These are all signs that you're growing spiritually, that your consciousness is expanding. When you watch a movie you watch 10 times, you hear something or see something that you didn't even notice the first 10 times you watched it. You start looking at people and they'll be talking and you respond and they just shut up because you're talking to their soul and they just start smiling and want to give you a hug. Weird when people just want to just touch me in public. Like, what are you touching me for? But I understand that they see the divine is in me coming out. They can't explain it. They'll say, it's just something about you, Chris. You got this lie about you. And I say, give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I try to get my ego like, yeah, that's right, I'm with it. Oh. I try not to be like that. I just say, give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, family? I was playing chess Sunday. And there was this homeless lady. This is off topic. This is how I know my consciousness is expanding. I'm playing chess with someone that's really good in chess. I'm playing chess with this person, and my effect of hearing her, this homeless lady, begging people for food. I'm playing chess, and she's in my peripheral in my ear. Just I'm listening to her. And people were laughing at her. They were laughing. It costs money to eat here. Workers, regular people laughing at her. So she sits about 8 feet away from me, and she said, under her breath, I'm so hungry. I just want to get some food. Help me, someone, please. And I stopped my chess game, and I looked at her. I said, well, what do you want to eat? She told me what she wanted to eat. I said, what is it that you want to eat? So she told me everything that she wanted to eat, and I ordered everything that she asked for. We said some pleasantries. I didn't watch her eat. But that was just a testament of my consciousness expanding. I do this all the time. I don't speak about it. But since I'm talking about expanding your consciousness, I thought it was a great thing to do. Today, I received a big gift from a friend I haven't talked to in 8 years. I found out they were watching. They reached out to me, said they were watching my YouTube page, and they gave me a blessing. The law of reciprocity is real. I wasn't looking for the blessing, but I know whenever I do good, it always comes back. The last time I've done this, the last time I did this, I paid for someone food, I got $1,000 blessed to me. So I'm here to tell you, family, when you expand your consciousness, the tapestry of your reality, the fabric of your paradigm shifts into a win reality. So that's why it's so important to expand your consciousness, grow spiritually, and help.
Well, let's go in on different methods of expanding your consciousness in 2019, especially for the people who are new to the journey or people who are looking for new and different and exciting ways to expand our consciousness. You know, when we come into the new year brings on that energy of newness. You want to try things. You want to make up for the things that you didn't do the previous year or better than what you did the previous year. So let's talk a little bit about methods of expanding your consciousness. I want to start out on my first one before you dig in. My favorite one would be the sunlight. The best way to get to enlighten yourself, to awaken your consciousness, to align yourself with the Creator, to align yourself with your higher self, to, you know, find your divineness, to come into your gifts, come into, you know, your purpose. It's daily solar meditations. And it's nothing simple. I mean, it's nothing hard. It's very simple. It's just a few minutes out of the day, 5-10 minutes tops, you know, only when it's safe to look at. Early sun, you know, in the morning, I can't talk. Early in the morning when the sun is rising, in the evening when the sun is setting. It's best to look at the sun when it's orange and red in color, and you just want to stare at it for 5 to 10 minutes. And what you'll notice is that in the beginning, you'll get caught up in the beauty of the sun. Oh, wow, the sun's beautiful. This is nice. But what will start happening over time is that you will have something within you that just awakens. And it's as if you are in a desert and you're finally given water. Your thirst is being quenched. So what you want to do is imagine your third eye just soaking up the energy of the sun, just taking it in every day and doing this, you know, meditatively practice. And if you're unable to get out in the sun during sunrise and sunset, just, you know, being in the sun, period, is always good. You know, of course, you want to look directly into the sun, especially when it's yellow and white, because it can damage your eyes. It can blind you. But just being in the sun, going outside and walking for 10 minutes. Is it too cold to go outside? Sit in the window and look at, you know, let the sun just, you know, graze on you, you know, come down on you. But being in the sun, one of the best things that you can do for your consciousness.
I agree. That's the biggest thing you can do for your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite things to do is to learn divine prayers. Learning divine prayer. Choosing to memorize a divine prayer. Holding yourself accountable for remembering a divine prayer and learning it. Don't just be like, oh, that's not for me. Fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
Fight to expand your consciousness. Fight for it. I can tell you all about the things that happened to me since I learned divine prayers, but that's me. Until you develop your own know system, it doesn't matter for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm imploring you, learn divine prayer. Don't be like, yeah, I'm going to get it. Do it. Give yourself a deadline. Pick a divine prayer. I have a YouTube out there where I give three of the most powerful ones on this earth planet. The Anna Bakoa, the Asnisa Jai Dharani, and the Body of Light Mantra. Them over and over and over and over on my YouTube page to help humanity grow spiritually. Some of my best videos. A lot of people are watching them.
Mm-hmm.
Growing spirit. I'm getting people from all around.
They're really beautiful videos too. Yeah, not, but, I mean, just, you know, the prayer itself is beautiful, but the visual that you get with the prayer is breathtaking.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that will help expand your consciousness in 2019. Reading. Read. I don't care what it is. Read it. We've been taught to read things for a reason that we don't like, because it strips away the enjoyment for reading.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in school all these years reading these stories that you can't stand, when you become an adult, you're tired of reading because you've been good into reading a bunch of things that you didn't like. Some of us found enjoyment in reading those things. But when you read something that's going to help you win, whether it's fighting, different type of reading, it's a total different type of reading. I want all my listeners right now to strip away the being told ideology of how to learn and recreate and finding out. What people are telling you, find out what works for you, because what works for me may not work for you. Definitely reading. Another thing you can do.
Let me share one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So one of my favorite things to do besides the sunlight and the prayers is meditation. Daily meditation. When I first started meditating, it was, you know, it was really challenging because I had a lot of mind chat. You know, I'm constantly, especially women, we're constantly thinking. We're always, you know, just have things running through our head all the time. It's going to be challenging. It's going to take, you know, a lot of time time before you get over it. And it took me a while before I got over the mind chatter. You want to be able to make sure that you're sitting in a space that is, you know, clear from distractions, noise, and people if possible. You want to make sure that you have on comfortable clothing. And you want to make sure that you're able to either sit up straight in a lotus position or in a chair would work, or even, you know, putting your back up against the wall or laying down just to fall asleep. Chris. But the main thing about meditation is that you want to focus on your breathing. You want to breathe in deep through the nose and then release out the mouth. And there are exercises that you can do to help you with breathing. But in the beginning, I would just focus on, you know, stay focused on focusing on your breath. And it's going to take about, you know, you'll probably get to the point where you're doing 5 and 10 minutes and you're like, woo, I put some work in. That's a good start. But ideally, you will be about 30 minutes to an hour of daily meditation. That will definitely help you to expand your consciousness and to take you to that next level that you crave. Meditation, divine prayers, sunlight, and, you know, spending time at altar is a daily activity. It's something that is done, you know, it has to be done every day, first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Next one.
Sure. Creating something. You create something, you extract something from the collective consciousness, and you pull it, and you create it in this reality here. That's one way to show the universe that you're tapped in, by getting downloads and following through and creating something. It doesn't even have to be something that makes you rich. Sometimes when you embark on your creative juices and your creative energy, it starts small. It starts small. One of the first things I created was my divine resume. I figured out a way to encode 3 divine prayers on the back end of resumes to help people get the job of whatever they like. And it's been working 100% success rate. Once you're in that interview, I can't help you there, but I can get you to the interview. And that's what I've done. And when I did the resume, that spawned over to the numerology readings, to the books, to the consultations, to the YouTube page. I've become a creative junkie because the universe looks at me as someone that's worthy of getting these downloads to create, because it knows I'm going to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
You have an idea, you be like, I'll do something with it later. Then a year from someone else, your idea, you say, well, I had that idea too. You didn't do anything with it. That's a great way to expand your consciousness, by expanding your actions.
Another great way to expand your consciousness is to put up an altar. Put up an altar. Make sure that you have an altar that's in a, what you would call, silly.
I had to hit that. Yes.
Putting up the altar was probably the main catalyst for our growth. I mean, it was that thing that really set us off. Once we put up our altars, a change took place, and it was a noticeable change. Things around us changed. We changed. The people that we used to be friends with all of a sudden didn't want to be around us anymore, you know, and it wasn't that, you know, we had changed so much that we, you know, we're like, you know how people go when they first are excited. Well, I hate to say it, I'm going to go there anyway. Church folks, when people first get in the church, and then what do? They want to beat you over the head with the Bible and the word and the verses and stuff. And, you know, when we put up our altars, we were kind of private about it. We didn't really talk about it, anything like that. But even though we didn't talk about it, share it with people in the beginning, we still noticed that people just all of a sudden didn't want to be around us anymore. We have people just always wanting to come over and hang out at the house.
Yeah.
And then to crickets. It was like no one was around anymore.
Spiritual tumbleweed.
And I noticed that, you know, when you put that altar up and you have that spiritual connection to your ancestors and to the gods and other divine beings, it puts you in a, it sprays you with, you know, what, you know, we've heard one of our old friends about spiritual 409.
Uh-huh.
And what it does is it repels people that don't serve your greater good from wanting to be around you. You know, when we wear our spiritual tools, we notice that, you know, people who aren't on a journey or aren't open to it, they don't want to be around it. They're not fascinated with it. People who are, you know, who are hungry for enlightenment, they're drawn to it.
Mm-hmm.
What's that medallion you're wearing? What's that ring? What's that prayer you're saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
Tell me more. Tell me more. Whereas people, you know, it's not for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I owe that to the altar. The altars have altered our reality. We started out with just having our ancestors on here and, you know, making a connection with our ancestors. And we stepped up by adding the gods on here and other spiritual divine beings. And it skyrocketed.
On my next thing to help expand consciousness.
What's that?
Working with a higher divine source.
Mm-hmm.
You could only go so far in this life on human. You have to align yourself with the divine,
mm-hmm.
whether it's angels, deities. You have to align yourself with a higher divine force than you that can help work miracles in your life. That can help work miracles in your life. A lot of people pray wrong. We just go up and pray without encapsulating our prayer in a bubble of protection. That's why most people's prayers don't get answered. But if you encapsulate prayer with a divine prayer on the front end, you say a divine prayer, you reach out to Archangel Gabriel to make sure your prayer reaches its destination, and you close it off with a divine prayer, your prayer is going to have like a shield over it that dark entities can't eat up. A lot of our prayers get eaten up,
mm-hmm.
because prayer is energy,
mm-hmm.
and there are beings that are feasting off the energy of all these people's prayers. There's beings that feast up the energy of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You best believe that whenever you go somewhere and you feel an energy of suffering, there are beings just funneling energy from you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't align yourself with anything that's suffering. I don't care what it is. I don't care what your mama believed in. If you're feeling low, oh, woe is me, help me. If you're feeling like that, you're not winning. Nobody's going to help you but you.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to help you is to align yourself up with a higher divine source that's winning. Not a divine source that was created that's losing and that's lost. Align yourself with a divine source that's winning. There's plenty of them out there.
Mm-hmm. I would say one of the most important things to do to expand your consciousness is to find a true guru. You want to find a teacher, master that can not just tell you things, but show you things.
Mm.
You know, we can be told things all the time. We're telling you, you know, you can read about it. But when you have someone that comes into your life and they show you real magic, they show you real spiritual practices, they show you the correct ways pray to honor the gods, to do, you know, expand your consciousness and do things in your life. That's a true gift from the gods.
I watch a lot of kung fu movies growing up and even now. And whenever the master dies, he always comes to their student, their dream,
mm-hmm.
their waking state. When my spiritual master came to me in my dreams, I said, okay.
We got something here.
We got something here. And when I wish them happy birthday, he replies back to me, and I'm sorry if I frightened you the other night. I didn't even mention it. Sorry if I frightened you the other night. In your dreams, when I show my power to you. And it was like, yeah, I'm startled. And he mentioned that I was going to be one of his future students. And he mentioned to me all the things I was going to do one day. Before I had the thought of doing them, now I'm doing them. getting sunblink. Who did you know that does help his students do that? Almost 200 people around the world do that. I don't know of anyone. All I'm saying, I'm not saying you to follow my guru. He may not be for you, but he's definitely for everyone in my household, and we're winning. Shout out Dr. Mitchell Gibson. Look.
Yeah. Yes. Girl.com, TYB.